Juneau Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guests are from the stand-up comedy group Club Baby Seal to preview two shows tonight only at the Gold Town Theater. We have Kirsha Hughes-Scandies, works at the comic book store. It's part of My Favorite Sisters on KXLL on Tuesday nights. Welcome to the show, Kirsha.
Thank you, Scott.
And also Joshua Clays, a stand-up comedian. Welcome to the show, Joshua.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you both here. Before we talk about the art of comedy, let's just get right to the details.
Yeah. So we have two shows tonight, like you said, 9 and 10:30. So they're kind of later. You've got no excuses. Everybody should be off work by then. And we've got advanced ticket prices available today until 6 p.m. So you still have time to get a discount. We have, as far as I know, general admission and VIP. And you can go online to theclubbabyseal.com to get those.
Okay. That, again, that's 9 o'clock and 10:30?
Yep.
At the Gold Town Theater.
Yes.
In downtown Juneau, Alaska.
Yes, sir. The greater metropolitan area.
All right. And Joshua, tell us who else will be joining you tonight.
So our two other acts tonight are going to be Allison Holtkamp and Nathaniel Williams. And Erica Lee is going to be our MC for the evening. I hear she brings a lot of energy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is probably good for us because there may not be as much energy in some of the routines. So
There's that famous stand-up comedian confidence.
It's not going to be funny, but...
Yeah, it's not going to be funny, but if you want to come...
If you like came, that would be, I guess, okay.
And a part of the tickets, too, we'd be remiss to not mention that booze is included.
Yes, it's a hosted bar.
So...
And that means, like, a buffet.
Yeah, it's,
right?
it's a buffet of booze. And also non-alcoholic drinks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us how Club Baby Seal came together, Kirsha.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Nathaniel Williams... super funny. And we bumped into him at a barbecue, my family, and we kind of all were just making each other laugh. And it kind of grew out of that. And, you know, Brady Engledew used to live in town. So you had all these like super comedy nerds who suddenly like became aware of each other and started doing living room shows.
Joshua, how'd you get involved?
I had a friend tell me that I needed to meet friends because I didn't have enough. So I went to an open mic that they're hosting at the Red Dog last year. And
crushed.
I guess I was all right.
Yeah.
So they invited me to join one of their shows a couple months later, and here we are.
Had you done stand-up before that?
I've been writing for a long time. I have a friend in Denver that used to MC there, and not a lot of stage time, but it's always something I've loved to try out. So.
All right. Kirsha, among the hats you wear, I think of you as a writer as well, of prose, fiction, maybe some creative nonfiction as well, and other arts in your life. I know. Tell us about like how stand-up comedy is similar or different.
So I also am super into the writing aspect of it. Like Joshua. And so it's funny because it started and they were all like they wanted to perform and get up when they started doing those shows. And I would love to come listen to them and like do punch up sessions. And like,
what's a punch up?
That's
session?
Like they start spitballing a joke and then everybody's just chiming in. Like, what if you put it this way? Or like, and also what if you said this? And just trying to find ways to make it funnier.
Okay.
Or make it like tighter. And so I love doing that. And then, you know, there comes a time when they're like, we need some fresh blood. So you like got to get up there. And that's super fun. It is super fun. But yeah, it's definitely the writing, like just trying to think to yourself, like, what would make me laugh?
Is your process similar, Joshua?
It is. I probably have close to 300 numbered jokes in my book. And a part of the process like this is to do the punch-up sessions and try to narrow that down to a tangible amount. And then use everybody else's wit and brilliance to make you sound funnier.
And may I ask, when you step up on stage, you kind of have an idea of how you're going to start? Do you let the night build on itself? How's that look?
It's fairly scripted, I'd say, but you obviously have to play off the audience. So if they're not engaging, I might leave a few jokes out, try to skip ahead. I still run off notes. Maybe someday I'll put enough effort into memorize everything, but...
Yeah. You know what? It is like writing because the hardest part is starting. It's funny you ask that. Like, That's the thing. How do you walk up to the microphone and say, so everybody knows why they're there. So it's like this very weird formality.
And you go from this written word and then it becomes performance art too, right?
Yeah.
Like with timing and all of that stuff.
Yes, a person with their arms folded, shaking their head in the front row. Yeah.
I bet that's fun.
Oh, yeah.
And how do you come up with material?
I think a lot of it's observational. I think that's true for a lot of comedians, is you kind of catch yourself thinking about something in a different way, or something that we all take for granted, and kind of seeing the absurdity of everyday life.
How about you, Joshua?
My writing got better when I started carrying a notebook with me, or my notes on my phone is just full of stuff that I'll look back at it a week later and have no idea where I was going, like lampposts, weird, and not know what the intent was. But really writing everything, refining it later is kind of my method.
Is it scary getting up in front of a bunch of people to perform these observations on life?
You know, I would say that there's nerves, and of course everybody's different. Like, I know some people are more like nerve-wracked, but the funny thing is the audience is all there. Like, they actually want you to succeed, because that means they're laughing. So I just try to remember that. Like, they want me to be funny. Like, I just have to meet them halfway.
Got it. Joshua, thinking of Kirsch's comedy, what is it that you appreciate about what she does? Or is there a bit that comes to mind that you like?
Yeah, I'm kind of jealous of the fact that she can carry on with kind of one theme and just pull so many different jokes out of one theme. You can kind of just go and think about an everyday occurrence that we've all dealt with and then never thought of it from that angle before. So she can really just – and it's probably things that people will never forget once they see that thing in the world again. Like, oh, I remember when she talked about that. Like,
how about you, Kirsha? What about Joshua's comedy?
Well, you know, he talked about having 300 numbered jokes, and I am super jealous of people that can write a joke that just stands by itself. Like, I feel like that is my crutch. Like, I have to monologue out until I find something funny. I love that people can write an actual, like, setup, punchline, joke, you know.
See, so there's a lot of ways to do it.
Yeah, there are.
And if you had to characterize Allison's comedy, what's that like?
Super prepared.
I detect sarcasm.
She has a knack to come up with it.
Totally.
To work on the deadline.
Yeah, totally.
She always comes through. So I'm kind of like, I'm stressed for her sometimes, but she pulls it off, so I can't.
She does.
And how about Nathaniel?
Oh, my gosh. He's so dry.
So upbeat.
And he's so you know, I love.
Motivating.
He's a risk taker, and I love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He tells a lot of personal experience stuff.
Yeah.
And
he really goes. He digs deep.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Kirsha Hughes-Scandes and Joshua Clays about tonight's shows at the Gold Town Theater, 9 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. Remind us where tickets are.
TheClubBabySeal.com.
And other details that I missed about tonight?
You can still get them at the door. The ticket prices just go from $20 to $25 at the door.
Okay.
Yeah, so until 6 p.m. you can get that advance ticket discount.
And you said there's a bar there as well?
Hosted bar. Drinks are on us. Yep.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. Kirsha Hughes-Scandes, Joshua Clays, they're part of the Club Baby Seal stand-up comedy group playing tonight. Is there anything we're missing that you'd like to add, you two?
Nope.
We are offering a money-back guarantee if you can provide video evidence that you didn't laugh during the show.
That includes if you laugh at hecklers.
Also, videoing is not allowed
at
the show.
Yeah, so. And big ups to Erica Lee, our MC.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
Did you hear that? Funny.